Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Health Reset
on Lunchtime Live
with Irish Life Health. Act today and take control of your health with the Essential Health Check.
Yeah, ask the medic. When it comes to your health and well-being, it's better to act today. And Irish Life Health makes it easier to take the first steps by giving you access to expert advice. They've got preventative health services, early intervention support. There's more information on the website. It's irishlife.ie/health insurance. We want to talk today, though, about trying to stay on track during the summer period. It's so difficult with temptation all around us. The good weather between ice creams, drinks, barbecues and all that goes with that. It is hard to stick to routine. Dr. Heather McKee, who's a behaviour change specialist and Irish Life ambassador, and Dr. Mary Ryan, consultant endocrinologist, both with us on the programme to answer your questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. What is the best way, Heather, to try and stick to some level of routine during the summer?
Yeah, it's a great question because I know it's one that we're all struggling with as well, especially when it's so warm. But I would say it's just about avoiding all or nothing behaviours. So it's not about, you know, it's about conscious indulgence, I think, about deciding, okay, what are the situations where I'm going to get the most enjoyment of, you know, is it an ice cream by the sea? Is it a barbecue with friends? Is it a few drinks in the evening? Whatever happens. It's when the indulgence become on autopilot and we're just kind of doing it because it's sunny rather than actually intentionally really just enjoying things. And I think the thing is, it's just about finding the balance of, well, what are your daily anchors to help you feel well, that keep you healthy and staying on track with those.
The only thing is, I always find, you know, with the good weather, you're maybe inclined to maybe go for a second walk or get your walk in every day or go for the run or do the gym. And you nearly feel when you've done that, oh, sure, the box is ticked now. Now I can have the little bit of temptation.
Yeah, and like that's okay because, you know, there's only certain times of the year that we actually get to enjoy the outdoors, and that's all well-being too. We have to remember that spending time with friends is well-being, spending time outdoors is well-being, spending time playing with our kids, you know, all of those things is all part of well-being. Being in a gym isn't the only way to be healthy. And I think as long as people, you know, can decide, okay, there's a couple of anchors in my day. So maybe it's a healthy breakfast, like you say, a walk at lunchtime or a walk with friends. As long as you've got one or two things in your day that are keeping you well, it's okay to have the rest of the things come in.
What happens to the body, Mary Ryan, when we get the sugar hit that comes from maybe the ice cream during the summer period, the barbecue 2 and 3 times a week?
We don't function as well, just as if you put bad diesel into a car. I mean, we are what we eat. We've heard that all the time. And that's so true because hormones control everything. But for the hormone control center to operate properly, it needs good, healthy food. And it's fine to eat sugar in moderation. It's fine to eat in balance. But if you overeat sugar, you're getting excess insulin. You're getting excess inflammation, and then you're getting spikes in cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So you're really, you know, you get a bit of a high, but then you get an absolute crash, and that's not good. And that's why people then get tired and they even indulge more. So there's a whole hormonal cascade. So I'm all about, and we, you know, dealing with diabetes all the time, but even patients managing obesity and so forth. What we always say is it's all about moderation, and you know, for everyone, and it's all about loving yourself, and in loving yourself, you take that approach to healthy eating. And you know, healthy eating is everything in moderation. So having a small treat every day, but only a small treat, and that's the reality. And I think a lot of people now are making healthy treats, which I love to see. They're making their own healthy protein balls, you know, and things like that, and I love to see that. But there's, you don't have to have a lot of money to eat healthily, and it's just about doing the basics right, and that's the reality.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for your messages. Listener wondering, Heather, today about children, no summer camps this week, off school, another 5 to 6 weeks of this. How am I going to manage to keep them on track? Whatever about myself?
Yeah, well, first of all, breathe, because that's really hard. And second of all, you know, think about the healthy things that you enjoy or that your children enjoy, like water play in the garden or going for a walk by the beach. You know, not everything has to be super structured. Not everything has to be super strict. It's actually just about getting outside and enjoying the good weather. And then for yourself, you know, think about how you can make your life easiest for you. And, you know, things like fruit are in abundance in the summer. So, you know, like fruit little snacks, if you can chop them up in a fun way, it just makes it more accessible
for kids. And it's not about restriction. Actually, we need to see health as pleasure, as health as a joy. So think about the healthy activities that your children enjoy, that you enjoy, and try and incorporate some of those this week.
Yeah, it's also the other thing coming up here in the text line today, Mary, from listeners, you know, people wondering about kind of alcohol consumption and the levels of that over the summer period as well.
Yeah, and everyone does overindulge when they have that week's holidays, but then they go back to their norm. And I think that's very important because, you know, we forget that while alcohol is lovely on a social sense, once we go above that, it can be very toxic to the liver, to the brain. It can be very high in calories. You know, you can get a fatty liver and abdomen, you know, fat around the abdomen as well. So alcohol is great when it's social, but then I don't mind people having the week where they overindulge if they're away on their holidays. But then when they come back, they reset. And I think the resetting is really important. And the resetting just to have the norm. And I think after COVID, a lot of people really had to press that reset button because they had traditionally gone out to have, you know, wine with the meals and they weren't drinking in the home. Then after COVID, people got used to drinking in the home. And they were, a lot of my patients were actually drinking in excess. When I'd look at it, they'd got used to the, you know, the four glasses every night as opposed to just the four glasses Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's all about resetting. And, you know, it's fine to go away, have the lovely holiday, but then to reset and to get back in a grip again. And again, it's just about loving yourself and saying, right, this is what I'm going to do. And don't have it in temptation's way. Don't be bringing it in until the weekend because if they're looking at you and you've had a tough time, you're going to open it. So I think we need to make life easier for ourselves. Well, just, and that goes the same for treats.
Just on that, listener getting in touch to say, I'm so glad the good weather has actually cooled down because I can't look at another barbecue or a bottle of rosé. I find it so much easier to be healthy during the winter. This texter, Heather, is wondering, have people gone too far with healthy eating? My sister's obsessed with the gym and counting protein. She won't have anything that's off plan. And I don't think that's healthy.
No, and I don't think any of us should be trying to over-optimize ourselves because then we lose the sense of moderation. And moderation, you know, goes both ways. A lot of people think, oh, it's all just about overindulgence. But actually being that strict makes it very, very hard to kind of go off your routine or regime. And as soon as you do, you then have that punishing self-talk and everything else. And so it's important actually, and what we know from the behavioural studies is that the people that stick with their habits long term have a certain level of flexibility. They can bounce back quickly. Like Mary said, you know, they can get back on the horse straight away. They don't use one indulgence as an excuse to kind of, you know, call things off and say, well, wait till September to get back on track. So anyone who is over-optimizing, again, it's about them going back to, well, what are the things I enjoy? And actually having a little bit more flexibility around this time of year is something that will actually serve them in the long run.
I find it very hard to get a routine on healthy eating and exercise during the summer. I think it's much easier to go to the gym in the winter, says this texter. Another listener says, I've recently taken up yoga and I go to sunrise classes on a Saturday morning. Sunrise yoga classes. I actually find that it's made a massive difference. And finally, this texter makes the point, I think we're extremely harsh on ourselves. We always feel that we need to be doing more, better eating, exercising a little bit more. And I now feel guilty on the days I do nothing.
Yeah. And I think that's important to actually, you know, stress test that and actually try and go against that routine that you've made for yourself. Have that bit of flexibility and then just have one thing that helps you get back on track. You know, people were talking about having a few drinks at a barbecue. Maybe it's the next morning, having some extra water, starting with a healthy breakfast, starting with a walk. Just have one or two anchor behaviours that help you feel like mentally and physically that you're kind of getting back on track.
Dr. Heather McKee, behaviour change specialist and Irish Life Ambassador, and Dr. Mary Ryan, consultant endocrinologist. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme this afternoon. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.